Today we begin a new series in our monthly outreach collections. As most of you know by now, the money that we take in our Sunday morning collections, all of it goes for outreach projects, either in our local community, the area beyond our community, or to be of assistance within our own Unitarian Universalist family. And that will be the focus of our outreach collections for the next few weeks. We're going to be supporting the Chalice Lighter Program of our New Hampshire Vermont district. Tell you a little bit about that. I'm very happy to welcome Mr. Rod Schwarzman. Rod is the director of Extension for the New Hampshire Vermont District. He's a member of the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship of the Eastern Slope, a little ways to the northeast of here. Rod, it's good to have you with us.
Thank you, Steve. And thank you all very much for the opportunity to speak with you today about the district's Chalice Lighter Program. Grants from the program are awarded to congregations within the district to help build stronger congregations and to contribute to their growth. This congregation, as you've just been told, has offered to contribute the plate offerings for the month of April, and on behalf of the District Extension Department, I thank you very much for your generosity. The main source of contributions to the program are individual contributors who become chalice lighters by pledging to give $15 or more twice a year. The enrollment form to use is in a brochure, which John Sanders has a bounteous supply of. If he runs out, I will supply more, and John will be happy to give you one or two of the service. The intent of the Chalice Lighter Grant Program has always been to support staff and program incentives. It started over 16 years ago with the strong support of Dean Starr, whom some of you may remember well. He was the district executive of our New Hampshire Vermont district. And how has it worked? I'll be sharing with you some very specific, concrete examples. The Universalist Society of Stratford, Vermont received $1,200 seed money in 2001 for a supply ministry and 10 hymn books. 10 hymn books. The church had not held regular services for 20 years. A group got together, calling themselves the Rejuvenation Committee, wrote up their mission, sought out interested people, and received mentoring from the nearby First Parish of Chester. Today they have more than 25 members. They hold monthly meetings, and they are a fair share in both the district and the UUA. They received another grant in 2002. Also in 2001 and 2002, the UU Church in Rutland received grants toward support for a full-time member, a minister. Today, they continue to move toward that goal, have a wide variety of attractive programs, and a membership of over 90. The Star King Union Fellowship of Plymouth, New Hampshire was born in the early 80s. Starting from scratch, meeting in homes, they received grants in 1990, 92, 93, and in the mid-90s, they built the church building. They currently number over 129 members, have a full-time minister, DRE, and music director. They are a district and UUA fair share congregation. Last spring, the Bennington congregation, in preparation for moving into their own home, received a grant to help them purchase chairs, tables, appliances, and children's furniture. Not exactly the stuff of evangelism, but very necessary for an effective program. My own church, the Fellowship of the Eastern Slopes in Tamworth, started in 1980 with a dozen of us, meeting in homes, a hospital, then a church basement, and eventually a community building. In 2000, we received a Chalice Lighter grant to help fund a full-time minister, a half-time minister. The next year, we received another $1,700 for continuing growth and to extend our programming to 52 weeks a year instead of twice a month. We continue to run year-round, have a budget approaching $100,000, last June, moved into our own beautiful meeting house in Tamworth Village, one that we laid out $500,000 for. Our membership just passed 100, and we are looking to move our minister to full-time status. The acorn does become a mighty oak if supported. Anytime you're up in that area, come visit us and see what Chalice Lighter dollars can help to accomplish. And while I'm obviously bragging, I might as well tell you that the UU Fellowship of the Eastern Slopes was chosen by the UUA this year as one of the 4 breakthrough congregations of the United States. We will be telling our story via DVD and a workshop at General Assembly in June. Chalice Lighter grants, as I said, do make a difference. Other congregations that have received vital support include the Universalist Church of Chester, the Champlain Valley Fellowship in Middlebury, the UU Milford Congregation, and the First Universalist Parish up in Derby Line, Vermont. Under the new model for awarding grants, the Chalice Lighter Committee now selects 2 congregations a year to support, one for the spring appeal and another for the fall appeal. The recipient congregation for the current spring appeal is the First Universalist Society of Heartland, Vermont. They are targeting their RE program and its potential for attracting young families. Your plate contributions will be divided between the Heartland Society and a subsequent recipient congregation chosen for the fall appeal. Individual Chalice Lighters who enroll in the Chalice Lighter program today will be contributing at least $15 to the Heartland Society and $15 to the next recipient chosen for the fall appeal. Please enroll in this very important program of UU Neighbor helping UU Neighbor.